You're listening to IdgetCast, Season 2, Episode 18, Hollywood Babylon. This is a special Nubentary episode. Hello and welcome. I'm John, and joining me is Paul.
I'm a noob.
And his wife, Darcy.
Hello.
She's a noob.
And also Yvette.
Hey, y'all.
Alex.
Also a noob.
Oh my god. So. Did you know that when you say that, it always makes me think of poop?
Well, that's why I kind of said it subdued when it came to someone who wasn't in the house.
Okay.
So I'll be your resident expert for this episode, as per usual. And the rest of the group has not seen this episode yet, so they'll be watching it with fresh eyes. So for those of you who would like to join us, go ahead and get your DVD or Blu-ray or what have you ready. I don't think there are recaps for this episode, but just on the off chance that I'm wrong, go ahead and disable your recaps so that when you start the episode, it'll just go into the episode proper. I'll count down from 3 to 1, and when I say now, that is your cue to start Hollywood Babylon. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, now.
It's a house with a creaky swing.
Anybody get the reference?
No.
Nope.
Chair creaking?
Evil Dead, the original.
Oh.
There's a, I guess you would call that a veranda in front of the cabin, and it's swinging against the cabin and making this sound, this like booming sound that's drawing them closer. There's actually a lot of references to stuff like that in this episode.
All right.
And there was just another one a second ago. Some of the people that she was calling out for, she called out for someone named Ashley.
Is she shooting a movie?
I saw her calling out for Mitch. Oh, there's a moon in the background. Ashley and Todd are dead, and this person's Wendy. Okay.
This looks like a set.
Yeah. That structure in the back reminds me of that thing that your boy used to trap that one demon in the voodoo episode. Or hoodoo, I guess.
Yeah, it's hoodoo.
It totally looks like a set, though. But I wonder if it's intentional or just, you know, hey,
I think they're shooting it. Yeah. Oh, there you go. It's a set.
Oh, I think I'm a little bit behind y'all. Let me scooch forward a smidge.
Thanks, Walter. Oh, is that actually McGee?
Yep.
I guess I've seen him in something before.
Her eyes are weird.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Okay. They're really, really distressing. I always felt that way about Britney Spears' eyes, too. Like, this too far apart or, I don't know, something.
Yeah, you're right.
She's got a case of the crazy eyes. That's what it is.
All right, Grip.
But do you use a ghost light?
They don't use a ghost light on a movie set.
That's only for theater people, right?
Right. Mm.
I'm sorry, you can't practice a scream like that.
No.
Ah.
You either do it or you don't.
Oh, she's going to get attacked in a second here for real, and she's really going to actually have to scream. Because she's really screaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You
Good. I don't want to have to look at her much longer, so.
Her eyes are very distracting. I think one of them is off kilter.
I hate her eyes. I don't really care for her blouse. She can go.
Well, let's just hope the actress never hears this.
Well, the blouse, at least, is the costume designer, and they're doing a costume design of a costume design. Big set.
Oh, no.
Oh, they got him.
So it's not her that's dead after all. Well, that's too bad.
Good.
Supernatural. Y'all, I overheard an entire Supernatural episode today, and I couldn't stop it.
Oh, no.
I got totally pre-spoiled on something.
And you were like, yep, that's definitely Dean. Oh, yep, that's definitely Sam.
Yeah, I turned away from the TV, but I could hear it the whole time, and I was like, gosh, dang it. Star is hollow. Stop. They got all meta.
Wasn't someone on this series a big producer in Lois and Clark, or a big writer or something?
Not that I'm aware of.
So this, I mean, in this universe, then Gilmore Girls exists, and Sam exists as a person that was not on Gilmore Girls. That's uncomfortable.
Well, I'm sure you missed
another meta joke.
I saw the Canadian thing.
Okay.
Don't you worry. I'm paying attention. Just trying to figure out how this world works.
Oh, come on, you guys are
heritage.
Well, they die in it.
Okay, at least one of the brothers is going to get mistaken for, like, an actor or, like, offered a job or something.
Yeah. Like the, is this actress a real person?
I think it's that lady with the crazy eyes.
Well, I understand that, but.
Look who it is.
Oh, it's Gary Cole.
Wait, who's that?
Gary Cole.
What was he in?
Oh, bunch of Office Space.
Yeah, Office Space, chiefly.
The Brady Bunch movie, American Gothic.
Yeah, I mean, he's super familiar. I just don't. Yeah. I can't place him from anything in particular.
I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you could move your desk where it faces the wall, that'd be great, okay? The guy in the hat is somebody also.
Yeah, he looks really, really familiar.
Think That 70s Show?
Oh, yeah. The neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that show.
It's funny.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not really... I mean, I like some sitcoms, but that's a hard genre for me.
Sure.
Ooh, I want a smoothie. Those look like milkshakes.
So far they've been mistaken for PAs. They still could be... schmoozed up by somebody to get a part, right?
No, I don't think so. They're just PAs. You don't think so?
They're gonna pretend they're not pretty.
Yeah.
They pretend these are average looking guys. These are just average guys, the Winchesters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're gonna get a scene like that one in the Angel Pilot. The guy that just
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's use some real Latin too, huh?
Yeah, because why not?
Don't speak Latin in front of the books.
Didn't you see Cabin in the Woods? Do not read the Latin.
A bowl full of onions or apples.
You can't hang out with the stuff across services.
Oh, sliders. Oh, y'all, I'm watching this on my phone. Okay.
On your phone?
Yeah, because I use a computer to record this.
You know, in the large format it was intended in.
Oh, sorry, John. I'm not at home right now, so I'm having to do this, like, on the...
Oh, no.
I'm on borrowed equipment.
She showed up. It's all good.
Okay, yeah. You'll be able to watch it later.
Not a good idea, Dean.
Do it.
Gross. She's got crazy eyes.
That's all right. He won't even look at her eyes.
I hope not. Oh, my God. I hate looking at her face.
Oh, my God. There is something so wrong with her eye. It's...
She's so scary.
Look at it.
They don't both focus in the right way.
They don't. She's got like a lazy eye or something.
Before you go any further, I have a lazy eye.
Well, that's okay because you're not being on TV.
I'm not Hollywood pretty.
Well, neither am I, so there you go.
Just keep digging. I can still see you.
This lady is far from Hollywood pretty. Jeez, Louise. She looks like
I'm glad that John reminded you, so I didn't have to.
What?
That John has a lazy eye.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. Oh.
I think I'd be fine with her if her character wasn't supposed to be like a movie star. You know, she could be just like a character actress.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's... teller at the bank or cashier at the 7-Eleven, but...
Fellow PA.
Maybe a comedic role.
Yeah, there's no reason that this person would be somebody that, like... not for.
Right.
Unless she's a demon.
A dancing demon?
Oh, but if she was a demon, it would work out.
Yeah, if she's a demon, then I understand that she's, like, hypnotizing people with her plain Jane looks.
That's right.
And her crazy eyes.
Well, she's got funny teeth, too. I'm just going to pick this poor person apart.
I'll just keep an eye on her boobs. I'll be fine.
That's easy to do because they're just right there.
Thanks.
I mean, her boobs aren't all that either. Okay, anyway, sorry. Sorry, guys.
No, they're not all that.
She's barely a B cup, for that matter.
I know. I can look at my own boobs. All right. Gerard St. James. Is that, do we know this person? No, right?
Who is he?
Like, yeah.
Recognizable, who is he?
Oh, he was the guy in the beginning who... the body that they found?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's the whole point, is like Dean saw his picture and is like, he's not a PA, he's an actor.
Oh.
Oh.
Were we supposed to recognize him?
No. Well, okay. Now, like from earlier in the episode.
Because no.
His hair was down and he had a hat on, so
yeah, he looked kind of greasy.
Oh my God, his apartment is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Look at this mid-century modern beauty. Oh. All right, so your boy faked his own death.
Okay. Ooh, I could have a free pepper steak. Mmm.
So the name of this movie that they're in is Hellhazers, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to be important, but you know. Okay, so who's the director? The guy with the floppy hair?
This guy?
No, he's playing a producer.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's the other guy? The scriptwriter? Mm-hmm. Or is he the director?
This guy's the director.
The guy with the headphones on his neck.
The headphones on his head.
Okay, there. Headphones is the director. Okay.
That's actually McGee.
Yes.
Who's McGee?
He's the guy who produces this whole dang thing.
Ooh, did you see the ghost?
Oh, this actual show?
Yeah, Supernatural.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Director of Charlie's Angels and Terminator Salvation.
Producer of Chuck.
Yes.
I haven't seen any of those things.
She's in black and white.
She looks great.
Yeah.
I love her. More of her. Less of that other girl.
She has beautiful eyes.
She really does. Her eyebrows are on
point. Is she from the silent era?
Yeah, I think she's a silent lady.
Oh, dear.
Yes, indeed.
That says everything.
Says a lot.
Naked, silent era, dead lady.
Mm.
Y'all, I wish ghosts just looked like they came from silent movies. That'd be so great.
She apparently wants to be on the casting catwalk.
Is that what that's called?
Nope. Somebody cut him down.
Say hi to Lumberg for me.
That's...
Huh.
There's another Evil Dead reference.
I've never seen Evil Dead.
Neither have I.
Okay, I need to fix that somehow.
Bonus commentary.
Well, maybe we'll have to do a commentary on it. Just for
That'd
fun.
Be fun. Yeah.
I'd be a game
little
for
bonus
that.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be like fun end of the season kind of thing to do.
I think the original is streaming on Netflix.
Awesome.
Cool.
I think I actually owned it on VHS, but I've never watched it. Like belonged to an ex and they like left it and I just keep keeping it.
Oh, he's got a lot of heart.
Moving up the ladder, is he?
Hmm.
Okay, who's that? John, who is that?
That's another writer.
Okay. He looks familiar. I think I've seen him on some special features somewhere. No, I mean, like, really, is a writer on this show or what?
I'll have to look him up.
Okay. That's what I'm not asking what his role is on this
okay.
fake set. I'm wondering who he is.
Right, I got you.
Oh, it's cute that Dean found, like, a job that he could have.
Yeah.
He would be good at this.
Be a fun part.
What, be the
here,
girl
you
the
ride the moped this way.
Yeah. Probably someone's kid or girlfriend. Whose trailer are they in?
I don't think it says.
Oh, okay. No, I was just wondering if that's gonna we're gonna find out or something. Cute.
I do like a good three men and a baby reference.
Yeah, that's not actually true.
Yeah, well, it's what everybody says. It is true what everybody says.
No, it turns out it was a cardboard standee of one of the actors.
Yeah,
I knew that, but yes. It is true that it's a story that everybody says.
Right.
Right, right.
If you believe something enough.
It's an urban legend.
Are they supposed to be at Hollywood Forever?
Does this look like a set, too?
Well, it looks like a set, but it's not meant to.
Right.
I couldn't tell if the sign said that that was Hollywood Forever Cemetery or not. That's one of the famous ones down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm dying to go to that cemetery.
Wait.
You got it?
Yeah, I did.
That was a dad joke. Sorry,
was
guys.
Was that on purpose? Or are you just being dense?
Time to go home. Work, work, work. It's going to kill you.
Meh.
And hi.
Oh, hey, girl. Salt them bones.
That's a hell of a match.
It's the whole book.
Oh, is that what he did? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a single match. I was like, what the hell? Because it was like...
She better hurry and do what she's going to do. She don't got much time.
And, they've got multiple ghosts. They said 4 deaths over the years. Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
They're burning the first ghost, but the second one's taking charge.
Well, yep, this is a different one.
Somebody already did.
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh! Very funny.
I can play this game too, you know.
Well, that sucks.
We trying to out-robin each other?
Yes, we are.
I love it. Dad joke cast.
Ew.
What?
Yeah, I had a moment there too. I'm like, what the hell?
Somebody should make out with that deer head.
Oh dear.
Monster truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Charlie's Angels full throttle. Stop. I totally want to watch Hellraiser's The Reckoning.
You don't want to watch the first one?
Nope, just the second one.
Yep, Billy Beard.
Well, priorities. You got to watch Evil Dead first.
All right. I got to finish my Hellraiser's rewatch first.
Ooh. I did a commentary for that.
All of them?
Just the first one so far.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on number 6 right now.
Oh, ooh, Jesus.
Boy. It gets hard. It gets rough.
Yeah.
However, Candyman 2 and 3 hold up. Not going to lie.
Just some crew deaths.
There's a guy right behind Dean who looks like Dean's stand-in.
Maybe it is. It's
probably.
Probably is, yep.
Look at him.
It's like Dean stand-in, but with Guy Fieri hair.
Well, yeah, they had to do something to change it up for him. Put on these sunglasses and mess up your hair.
Monster truck. Hey, look at that monster truck.
Looks familiar.
This is the guy you were trying to place, right, Paul? Is that him?
Yeah, it is.
He is familiar. Who's Walter? Do we know this person?
Oh. It doesn't leave anything left.
So it's an empty exactly. script?
No, it was he was insulting the guy.
Yeah, I know.
And that's what Dean's saying here. He's like, oh, they should have kept the original script. It's pretty good.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's just an actor now, but he looked really familiar.
He looks like a poor man's Richard Gere.
Yeah, I get that. You have a voodoo doll?
Yes, something.
A talisman? There's always a talisman.
Y'all, I thought he had like a weird deformed hand. Like, what's hanging there?
Look at my yarn hand.
I was like, that guy's got a hand made out of yarn.
It's a lasso. It's a lasso.
Oh my god. There's his yarn hand.
How about a fan dance?
Again!
Well, it's got to end differently because they've already shown it to us once.
Yeah, just throw them in the fan.
Hey, rock salt?
So Walter's just mad that they ruined his movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean, yeah, you know? That's perfect. kind of looks like a cross between Paul and Storm.
I hope they got a bigger shotgun.
Yeah, what's he summoning now? Back.
All of them.
All of them.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
And some of them are in black and white, as though they're on film. Oh, well. No, I guess not anymore. How many shells you got?
I mean, it's salt, so it seems like they should be able to, like, spray it or something.
Yeah, I know. It's a shotgun shell.
Or just, like, throw it at them, right?
I mean, it's
just...
Well, they went all invisible. That's not fair.
It's cheating.
What, the popcorn machine blew up? That's crazy.
There's a lot of salt in there. That's got to be good.
Right? Die Hard reference.
Thank you. I don't need that one. Actually, I don't need that one.
TikTok.
Yeah, there's always a talisman. Sorry, I said that. Cameras. Got him. Good.
I like when people use technology on TV.
Yeah.
Fighting the supernatural through science.
Boy, this guy survives. He's going to want to write their story. Oh. Yeah?
What?
That's fine. Maybe. They're not bound to you anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pissed.
That looked really dumb, but...
Yeah.
Whoops.
I love that.
Uh-huh.
Tijuana Brass.
Business. Taking care of business.
Oh, come on.
That's gotta like love that Dean.
Take them crazy eyes back at that trailer, girl.
They're riding off into the sunset?
Of course.
and the sunset's fake.
Well, of course it is.
Of course it's fake. Hey, look, there's another fake one over there.
Watch out!
Is that a bunch of trees behind them?
I don't know.
Not really.
Okay. That was pleasant.
Yes.
Yes.
That's starting the next episode.
No, stop.
Okay.
I thought I had to say quit. Didn't I say quit? Quit. All right.
All right.
There we go.
So that's Hollywood that. Babylon.
All right, y'all. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I suppose we'll talk about it some more later on.
Yes, we will.
So we will be returning next week to discuss the episode proper in full, and we'll have a guest with us. So you can look forward to that. And until next time, this is John.
And Paul.
And Darcy.
Oh, this is Yvette, y'all. Sorry.
We almost have it. We almost have it.
So close. And until next time, happy hunting.
Happy hunting.
Bye.
As we said last week, since the recording of the preceding episode, John's mother, Toni Flores, has passed away. If you would like to help John out, there is a GoFundMe page. A link is provided in the show notes and will also be pinned at the top of the Facebook group. Please give if you can. Thank you.